Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
So glad to be here today. We are today discussing a very interesting topic, in my opinion, which is the 27 Club, the premature deaths of noted celebrities, personalities. And of course, we're taking your calls for on-air readings. So welcome to the show, callers and listeners. Want to invite those who haven't called in to do so at 914-338-0164 and press 1 if you'd like to speak with us for a reading. We do see that we have several callers in the queue. We will be getting to your calls in about 15 minutes. So do please keep your place in line because we do take callers in the order received. So we will be getting to your calls shortly. Also, we'd love it if you joined us right here on Blog Talk Radio by following us. You can click on the follow button to follow our show, or you can join us on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And there's also a profile, the Neil Baker, it's Neil Baker Psychic page, which you can press the like button to like Neil Baker Psychic. We really appreciate the support of our listening audience. So please show your support by visiting those links. 562-596-7818 is Neil's direct number. And again, 914-338-0164 is our call-in number. So Neil, we decided to discuss this topic because of some of the numerological implications surrounding the number 27. Related to the deaths of celebrities. And, when looking online, of course, you can find many celebrities that died at many different ages. But there are a particular number of very famous artists that died at 27. And even, I believe it was Alan Wilson, Jimi Hendrix, and Janis Joplin all died within the period of like 6 weeks of each other. So I think that's particularly interesting as well.
Yeah. Well, there's many, when you study the number 27, there's a tremendous amount of information on that number.
I mean, the nine is an eternal number. So it's odd that in a way that, artists would die at that age. And I think, of course, we're going to be getting into the more conspiratorial elements of this age that people are dying because they're not necessarily random deaths.
Sure. And it's just not, nine is an eternal number. It's also a very volatile number. It has a lot to do with eternity, but it also has a lot to do with satanic energy as well as angelic energy.
Well, don't all the numbers have that duality?
They do have all that duality, but there is a certain, when you study the number nine and you go into its the core of its meaning, it has a varied amount of meanings to it in terms of not just eternity itself and duality itself, but there are significant factors regarding nine that are specific in their definition. John Lennon himself was obsessed with the number nine.
Wasn't he a nine?
He was a nine. Well, he was born on the ninth. His son was born on the ninth.
I don't have his death. I mean, he it wasn't part of our research today as far as, you know, collecting his birthday.
No, but if we're talking about the number nine, sure, it has its significant value and significant meaning. And we're talking about the number nine only.
He was a six, but born on the ninth.
He was born on the ninth.
Yeah.
And he was obsessed with the number nine. I think his famous phrase, all I'm saying is to consider peace, something like that. It had nine. All we are saying is to give peace a chance, nine letters in it. There was a nine element there. And the fact that he had the number nine on many of his albums. But we're not here really talking about John Lennon. And we're not here really talking about nine, just to the extent that 27 equals nine, but so does 18, so does 36. What makes 27 significant? Well, on the life path, the element, and some of these, a lot of these singers that died violently, and there's a 27 club and all this regarding what this 27 might mean, and we're looking at it too in numerology. The 27 is different than 1-8 or 36.
Right, well, it holds a 29.
Well, it holds a 29 in its concept, because it's a 2-7 equals 9.
Right.
And then 2 and 9 has a 7 between the energies too. But 27 is the first time in a person's life where their ego is confronted with spirituality.
2-7.
So it's got the 2-7 in there. And that's on the life path. When the ego has finally been on the earth long enough in a particular lifetime to evolve to the extent that its second chakra, that sexual chakra, the sacral chakra, which is involved also in creation, expression, activity. When you look at that energy and you juxtapose it to the 7, which is spirituality, for those that are not able to make that first major transition to spirituality, they get caught in the middle. Don't forget the middle between 2 and 7 is 5.
Right.
So it's going to be in that vocal area, that expression area.
Right. And 2 times 7 actually happens to be 14-5.
Mm-hmm. Another 14-5. When they can't make that transition, there can be a dramatic change. 27-2 is... In some beliefs, it's the age where the soul ascends back to God. So that age provides some means of energy. It's also the trinity of trinities, because it's 3 cubed, 3 times 3 times 3. So it has a mystical quality there. But the idea that when you look at the symbolism of those numbers, 2 and 7, for those that reach the age of 27, really what you're saying to yourself in terms of walking on the planet is, what is my connection to spirituality? How am I best going to express it? And how can I transcend immediately through the element of spirituality without destroying myself through ego? A lot of these people, that trauma of dying at 27 results through tragic elements. They have...
Right, it's not because of old age that they're dying. So usually it's going to be a violent form of death. And as we found out in our research, Neil, that the deaths were often drug overdoses, asphyxiation, murder, violent means of death.
Yeah, it's true. There's a certain violence in there.
Most often, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Most often, I don't think I found one death from, you know, like a long-term illness. I didn't go through all of the people that died at that age. There's probably a few, but most of them died by violent means. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, think of the battle between the ego, set 2, and the intensity of how strong sexuality is in all of its aspects when it's in confrontation with spirit. And when those two elements aren't working together, and the ego takes over, it can be very destructive, especially if we look at the idea that that 9 can also hold, it holds a certain strong variety. Don't forget there are 27 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. There's a reason for that. The when we get into the shortest phrase of the Bible in the New Testament, Jesus wept, those are nine letters. And of course, we're looking at the accumulation of nine. So Jesus wept. Well, there is a juxtaposition right there of attitude. The Christ wept, not rejoiced, but wept. Mm-hmm. There's a certain sorrow in there. Look at the Jews and the turmoil and the slavery and the bondage they went through. Even the select number in Revelations, 144 adds up to nine. So the idea, and the idea too, that of this 27 being important to the extent that it actually has in its element a mysterious quality. Look at 9/11. Now we have 9/11. That 11 is really a 2.
Right, it's a 2.
And 2 to 9 is 7. So in the journey going backwards, 2, 7, 9, it kind of gets mysterious in that respect. And I think, too, because 27 on the life path is the age where the soul is developed enough to start to communicate to God in such a way that there's either going to be a continual walk on the planet or there's going to be a conflict.
Right.
And that energy is going to have to change. And don't forget about that. The curse, the original curse of the 27. Who was that? Keith, what was his name?
You mean Robert Johnson?
Robert Johnson.
Robert Johnson. Well, the first, I have to say, it was Alexander Levy, who was a composer and pianist and conductor. He died at, and the death, cause of death, I did not find. I probably should have researched it more deeply. But the second, so that was the first. However, Robert Johnson was a blues guitarist and singer, and he was reportedly not terribly skilled, but the legend has it that he sold his soul to the devil at the crossroads in, I don't know, Georgia or something, and suddenly became extremely proficient, and he was being used by all the major talents for his singing and blues guitar, and he ended up dying of strychnine poisoning, actually, at the age of 27. Now, he was born in 5/8/1911, so, I mean, we can see where the problem lies in the birth date right there. At 25/7, which holds that 27 within it.
Yeah. Most of the people that have that were 27 who died, they're going to hold 11s. And
they do. In fact, there was in all of the, and I think I have about 20 artists that I calculated the numbers for. Out of all of them, Neil, only one of them did not have a 10 or 11. And that person was Kristen Fath. She was the bassist for Hole. She died of a drug overdose. But the interesting thing about her is she was a 36-9, and she died actually in her at 27, which is the beginning of her third cycle, yeah, of the nine. So she never reached her karmic number, but she died in the ninth cycle.
When we go further back in the time, and we're talking about people, we go further back in time, we get into the idea of creation. It was Genesis 1:27, mm-hmm, where God created man in his own image. And Adam appears in the Bible 27 times. And he was actually created in Genesis 2:7. 2:7.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Which is interesting because of the whole conflict of the duality of man, 2:7. I mean, that's held right there in the number system.
Yeah, and then we know about ultimately the downfall. So when we look at that number, there's something sacred and there's something going on there. And just because there any age or any number or any conspiracy or any fad or any craze or curse can have implications here. We're looking at the sacred quality of defining a number on a deeper level, not on these other levels. We're looking at the depth of what 27 really means in its root energy. So, it's something that we all, I think, have to consider for those of us who are yet to turn 27 and for those of us who have already passed through 27.
Yeah, I'm just 26, so yeah. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. The 27th year, if you look back at the age of 27, examine what you were doing then, because for the most cases, individuals going through the age of 27 are typically going through some kind of crisis, some kind of decision making. It has nothing to do with the individual birth date. So you don't have to be a 27 equals 9. You don't have to have a 27 in your birth date. The age itself, what we're saying is that the age itself, irrespective of the birth date, stands as a meaningful energy where a conflict oftentimes occurs between body and spirit. And so I think too, and that's when you look at it deeper into its energy, you know, the sun turns on its axis 27 degrees. It's all different other aspects of what 27 actually means, aside from text. We look into science and it has certain meanings too. So it's just not inclusive of religion, spirituality, creation. There's just vast amounts of information on that sacred number, 27. You know, even in the bones in the human hand, there's 27 bones in the human hand. I mean, why 27? It's an odd number. You know, it's just bizarre. And I think that, you know, we have to really look at that and think about it as our topic today, because it's interesting. Even in terms of science, you know, it takes 27 days for a human cell to regrow. Why 27 days? But 27 days for a human cell to regrow.
Well, what we can do, Neil, one of two things. We can go on or we can take callers. But, you know, I'd like to continue this either later in the show today or on Wednesday's show, where we can talk more about specific individuals and their codes, because we've got some people with 27 solidly in their birth dates. And not only that, the element regarding these deaths, whether they were self-inflicted, alcoholism, drug overdose, suicide, or if there's other elements.
Illuminati.
You know, it's, you know, I love conspiracy. So yeah. We can talk more about that when we read.
I was told that the Sheriff John Lunch Brigade is still operating.
Okay, let's take our first caller, 561. Good morning. 561, are you there? Hello. 561 is not there. 860, are you there? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Amy. How are you?
Hi, Amy. Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's interesting what you're talking about. I was 27 when 9/11 occurred.
That's interesting. Wow. That is interesting.
Yeah.
What's your birthday? It's
12/16/73.
Okay, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30 equals 3.
Yeah.
Huh. That's really weird. That's weird.
That's
some coincidences here.
You actually, and in your number, you have a 27. You have a 2 in your month, and you have a 7 in the accumulation of your day. You have a 2 in your month, and a 7 in your year.
Right.
But your master number is 3. But we were talking about the cube of 3 being 27. So, and then in 9/11, you were 27 years old.
And you know, interesting, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm, you know, you join a lot of people who are 27 during that time. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to follow a certain route or anything, but it does have something to do, I think, ultimately with the idea that we're in a time zone on this planet where we're going to be going through a lot of dark energy. So, you know, maybe that was pertinent to that amount of time. From the year 73 to 2001,
right.
2001, maybe that there was something in there that has to do with that 27 factor leading to a darker part of our planet. But go ahead, what's your question?
I just was wondering, I'm really curious to know about my compatibility numbers.
Compatibility number.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, as far as a compatibility number, I don't. maybe different forms of numerology have a compatibility number. It's a part of the whole picture of the birth date, I think, more than just one specific number.
Okay.
Gosh, we keep getting that really strange feedback. There's something. Do you hear that zapping, Amy?
She may not.
She may not hear. Okay.
Okay. So, compatibility number, Amy. I mean, you have to look. We don't really operate, Kristen and I, on a form of that. Oh, a 2 and a 5 are great together, or a 3. I mean, there's that element, but we try to avoid the personality stereotypes of numbers and the rigid brack. Your energy is 3. And you would be that energy to be compatible with somebody. I mean, if you want to look at numbers, remember your number's 3, your year is 73. You would go very well with a spiritually minded guy. That would be beautiful for you. Very spiritual minded, mystical.
Because the mystical 3, that is her master number, not only that, but the 73 in her year.
Yeah.
Which is in the transcendent side of the birth date.
I mean, if we want to.
The karmic side.
If we want to reduce the element of relationships to numbers and we just want to play specifically with numbers, your compatibility number with a man would be, or with a lover, would be whatever it is you want to call, would be a 7. It'd be 9.
Okay. Because I have a 7 in my date, right? Because it's the 16.
Right.
Yeah, you have it.
Yeah.
But in looking at your number, it's not the birth date, Amy, that reveals it. It's a vibe that works for you in that regard. You would find a potential partner who had gone through a crisis of spirituality and then formulated a firm grounding in it. So that would be something that you would impress.
Sound like you're describing me, because I've been through it's been a heck of a ride, and I feel like I'm reborn again, for sure.
Well, I'm describing you. But we're talking about the compatibility. I don't believe that you have to be opposite to be compatible. I don't think there's any clear definition of what formulates a compatible relationship.
Sure, yeah.
Your journey, you see, to link up with your mate, your soulmate, so to speak, there'll be a similar journey going on. So you'll find a lot of the parts of your journey corresponding to your partner's.
Can I just ask you, how's my year then this year, 2016? What's that number?
Well, you'd 11, 43 12, 13.
Years old.
It's a 2, right?
You're 42.
Right, but I mean, like, in terms of a personal year, I think she's asking about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
She's gone through 14 cycles.
Oh yeah, she's 10. So it's a what is it this year? Everything. It's a 19-10-1. If you're calculating her master number as according to 2016.
Isn't she 42?
Yeah, but I'm saying that she's asking about what her master number is this year.
Yeah.
Oh, this year.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So she's a 19-10-1, karmic 19-10 master 1.
And your 1 is in your month, and your 1 is in your day, and your 1 is in the accumulation of your year, 73, which is a 10. So what you're looking at this year is grounding. You have to understand, how well you grounded right now. What is your living situation? Are you secure?
Let's ask her, because we have some time. Amy, what's your living situation right now?
I'm making a lot of changes. I think with 1, it's all about new beginnings too. So everything coming into fruition for me. I am planning on moving to a bigger space this year. So
So there you go. You're right in the theme of the current year in terms of calculation of your birth date.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's also with everything, with the career, with the 1, it makes sense for me because everything, it feels like last year was all about endings. It was all about just getting rid of the junk, all the past, all the heartache, all that stuff. And yeah, really since December, which is my new year in air quotes because my birthday, I really feel like a brand new person. I really do. And,
yeah, you got to remember too, because your master, your karmic number is 30 and you're 42, that's 12 years difference. And 12 is a concluding cycle. It's also the month you're born. Mm-hmm. So
right.
So you're ripe and ready to go 2016 before the 42nd year of your life, which is going to be, well, I'll tell you, I think you're going to have a
relationship.
Oh, okay. Okay. And it got cut off. Really? Okay.
Awesome. So probably relationship. It's a big change, you know. 42 is a six. So what's going to happen? You're going to utilize what?
Third eye.
Yeah. And have visionary actualized energy going on. So I'm starting to sound like a astrological little comic book, but starting my own business, you know, I hate to say they'll talk like that because it sounds like I'm reading off of the astrology chart, but like, you know, what's your astrology date for the day?
Well,
it's deeper than that.
Of course.
But starting the new beginning you're talking about, that's what the 12 since the age of 30, 42 to 6, which is the third eye. You know, it's got a lot in there. The 14th cycle of your life, which is okay. Another aspect of sacred energy because it's 7 times 2.
And of course, the third chakra, the stomach chakra, and the third eye are connected, obviously, because of the three factor and because
the energy. It's really interesting. I'm fascinated. You just said the third chakra is connected to what other chakra?
The sixth chakra, the third eye. I mean, first of all, they both have a factor of three, and the third chakra is the chakra that digests food. So it's the energy center of the body. I mean, it's the creativity chakra. So utilizing the third chakra, a grounded and balanced third chakra, is going to help. I mean, all the chakras help the third eye.
Right. That makes sense. Okay.
But there's a connection. And that's a 9, which is on topic for today, 3 and 6.
Wow. How cool is that?
Yeah.
This is fascinating. Thank you so much. It's so
You're welcome. You're welcome, right. Amy. We'd love it if you joined us on Facebook or followed us right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I will.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And if Amy wants further conversation, 562-596-7818. Let's try to bring on 561 again. Are you there, 561? They must have hung up early and didn't disconnect. I'm going to just X them out here. All right, 415, I believe this is Kate.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Kate in San Francisco.
Yes, 122.67.
9.22.67.
9.22.67, right? I was thinking that's a full upright. I think I must have transferred that wrong. You're a 27.9, right? 36.9. Oh,
yeah.
Funny that you should call today, Kate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, funny about nines. I'm a 9. Life.
You're a 9. But you're past the age of 27, which is good news, right?
Yeah. So I don't have a real specific question, just March seems like a kind of an open book and anything I need to focus on to make some changes or new pathways.
Okay, March. Well, another factor of 9.3.
Yeah, well, you're 10 years past the age of your karma, which is significant. I mean, your master number is 9. So
yeah.
last year you went through a multiple of 9 times 5. So when you were 45, there should have been a change there might have been some variations in your career, a job change, some a little bit of movement there last year. Was there any subtle movements in your career-wise last year?
All of 2015 was new. I moved and got all new jobs. And it was a transition year. So this year I'm trying to build up more foundation.
That makes sense. You're in alignment with the number, your master number, you see, because 45 was a multiple of 9, so you've made a move and you have some job things going on. So now you're beginning a cycle from 45 to 54. And that's going to be your fifth to sixth cycle, and that's important because we're getting you. What you're doing, Kate, is you're building slowly towards visionary energy. So this is the first year of a visionary energy. Now, this isn't physical vision. You know, think of it as psychic vision. Think of it as visualizing your future, what you're going to be doing between now and 54. Because your master number is 9, but it's separated, segmented by multiples of 3. It's the product of 9. So you have that between 45 and 48. You're 46 now. This is important.
No, I'm 48. She's only been 3 years.
Oh, 48. I'm sorry. Everything else correct. That's just my error. I made a.
Yeah,
I made a
because September she turned. Okay.
You know, no, I made a 7 month. So. 48.
I'm in the next cycle then, I guess. The next 3 year cycle.
Well, just a mild adjustment. You're in the three years beyond 45, so this is another change. So we've got to backtrack a little bit because I said the first year. It's the actual, the third year since 45. Everything else has been correct. But that doesn't change too much about the narration here. In fact, what it does do is it allows me to express more fully a change going on right now because it's not the first year since 45. So there's going to be, you know, 48. So that's going to be heart and actualized energy. So that means that there's some attitude of managementship that you're going through. Now, managementship can be very symbolic, but have you ever been a manager in life, Kate?
Yes, and I prefer working for myself, so I'm kind of a manager of my own career.
I totally get it. Yeah, managers either going to be they're going to be lording over somebody in the best part of the word, or they're going to be their own master, or whatever you want to call it,
mistress.
You have a lot of fun in your rendezvous with yourself. The idea is, formulating your own business, going into that, having visionary energy, expanding it, you know, through the internet, whatever it is you want to do would be of merit to you right now.
Okay.
Okay, Kate. Well, thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So 561 is back. Let's see if they can hear us now. 561, can you hear us?
Yes. Could you hear me now?
We can.
Oh,
so we were
terrific.
Having a problem before.
Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Neil. This is Stacy calling. You have my digits. It's 12-26-67.
Right here, 34-7, I remember.
Yeah, and the problem is last year a few years ago, back in 2013, I had a job for 8 years and got laid off, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then last year I was at a job for 5 months and that ended. And then yesterday I just got let go of a contract job of 4 months. And I'm just kind of upset because I was there every day. I was never late. I did my job. They always said I was doing a good job. And, you know, with contract jobs, they hire you after 90 days. And I was there for like 120 days. And I'm just kind of perplexed is, you know, the whole thing. You know, and when they told me I was let go, that my assignment ended, they had no reason. And I'm just kind of upset because, you know, I need an income coming in.
You were let go from the job, but it was just because of the assignment ending. It wasn't like a disciplinary action that caused the ending. It was just a contract that had a shelf life.
Exactly.
Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. And I started with another gal, and then another gal started after us, you know, both mm-hmm. with the initial L. So I was wondering if they're going to stay hired, you know, or something like that, because
what
they picked them over me.
What kind of work is it that you do?
It's office work, administrative.
Okay.
And it's really
so
hard
like,
to find work.
Through a temp agency, then. Is that how you got the job?
Exactly. Yeah, and I'm hoping.
The job that you were let go from, or did you say there was a job you were let go from like years before or something? Was it the same type of work?
Yeah, like accounts payable, and I was there for 8 years, and I got laid off. It wasn't like I got a severance
right.
at that time. You know, the position
uh-huh.
rescinded. They were letting go of budget cuts. But here, there wasn't budget cuts. I got it from a temp agency. I was hired, you know, they had me there work with another gal, and then another gal, and I'm wondering, did they hire both of them and not me? You know, I was doing a good job, and I'm just very upset.
Yeah, well,
you sound upset, which is understandable.
Let me explain what's going on a deeper level, Stacy. Now, you're born December 26, 1967. Now, remember that 12. And you said 120 days. That's the 12 factor, 1, 2, 0, 1, 2. You said the letter, the initial L, that's the 12th letter of the alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Wow.
Yeah, you're 48 years old, and that's a 12.
My God.
Yeah, what you're going through.
Karma.
Here's what you're going through, in my mind. We got to get out of this, out of the physical state and try to happening, but why you're losing your job. We got to get out of that. We got to go over to another world, which is your karma. Your karma is what's activating your life right now. It's come back this year, especially to where you're revisiting the karma of your past lives, whereby whatever happened then, it morphed into this lifetime as job disfusion. And so the breakdown of the job and things happening like this, it's all because of a karma that you're going through in this lifetime, having collected it from a previous lifetime. So that's why you're going through it. It's going to change when you're 49. When you're 49, that's a 13. And you're born in 67, which is a 13. Things change then. Now, what do we do between that time zone? Well, the karmic element may be transfixed. It may be stagnating you and keeping you in this zone because it's something your spirit and soul has to work through. So it's a matter of survival, perseverance, spiritual awareness, keeping yourself in a good attitude, and of course, working hard and being determined to keep yourself abreast of your karma. So all that's important.
But do you see me getting anything soon? Another job to hold me over?
So now you're asking me a practical, physical question. Am I going to get a job soon? Yes. Now you're going to get a job, I believe, between March and April, closer to March than April.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But could I just ask you something? Did the two L's that got hired that are working there, are they getting hired permanently?
Well, the two L's that got working there. Remember, that's L is the 12th letter of the alphabet. They're part of your karmic mm-hmm. tribe. They came in and overwhelmed your position because of a karmic situation, and they're tribal in past life with you. So they may stay mm-hmm. there. I don't have their birth dates, but if I do a rough draft read, they may be staying there. But the company is in turmoil. So it's not – there might
they
be a shift.
They did financially well in turmoil. And I mean financially well, but I know that they have one client that they have a problem with, you know.
Yeah.
But but you don't think they're going to, you know, do really good business. They've been in there for 5 years, the place I was at.
Well, there's going to be turmoil in their management department, but your goal, your mind shouldn't be on that company. You
right.
Don't be obsessed with them.
Right, because that's just going to keep you in that karmic situation. So moving forward
but
is the key.
But I'm saying, because I didn't connect with them, obviously. I thought they were saying how good of a worker I was, and for
right,
this to happen...
Let me say something, Stacey, because, I mean, of course, the natural tendency of the human mind is to analyze what went wrong, what did I do, they liked me, now I'm fired, et cetera, but that's going to be keeping you in that factor of 12, which is set in your karma. So what the advice is to try to start moving forward to get yourself out of the hole that you're in, and, you know, that's going to...
Because I'm thinking, what did I do? I'm trying to backtrack.
Soon.
I'm saying, what did I do? Was I
right? But backtracking,
you know,
putting you right back in karma.
Let me. You know, what?
Which for closing, because we've got other callers.
Okay. Real quickly, Stacey, it's not so much what you did. You're going through a karmic chapter, so that doesn't have to make any sense in terms of how you're trying to logically figure this out. They're letting you go under a certain general rule of karma that's going on. We can maybe trace something that prompted them to do so. But the main reason is a karmic reason, and that's what you've got to grasp.
Okay. Well, you know, you can always call in again, Stacey, when things are a little clearer and you have some more information on the progress of your new job situation.
Oh,
okay.
Thank you. At least it's sooner than later, because you understand it's hard out there. But I appreciate both of you taking my call.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. 562-596-7818 is the number for further discussion. Okay, 860 is our next caller. Good morning, 860.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm just wondering if you can tell me if there's any goodness coming in for me anytime soon.
What's your name?
Lisa.
Oh, Lisa. Lisa, I have your birth date somewhere. What is your birth date? It's not right in front of me.
1/26/1959.
Okay, so Lisa, you've spoken with off the air as well.
Yes.
13. 5. Okay.
Ooh, she's a 5. Yes. Sir.
Is that what did I do? I thought she was a 6. Just adding wrong. Okay. Yeah, we got it.
Well, what I.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Darn it.
Hello?
We're being disconnected.
Hello?
I don't know.
Hello?
I have no internet. That's the problem. It's like the internet just completely stopped.
I can hear you on the phone, though.
Can you hear us now?
I can hear you now.
Okay, good. We're having some kind of interruption, so hopefully that won't happen again. Go ahead, Neil, please.
Well, right now, Lisa, what I'm getting in your energy field, there's a something came up and blocked. Something is blocking in your energy field. So I'm picking up an immediate block, which can be perhaps removed, but I'm picking up an immediate block. It will probably go away on its own, but it's there right now. Have you gotten any bad news from anybody, a friend, a relative? Has anybody presented any bad or dismal news to you recently?
I've heard about death.
Yes.
So that news, that's what I'm picking up on. That news that you heard about a death is part of the substance of this block. I don't know why. It might be connected to the person who gave you the news. It might be connected to the person who crossed over. But it's created a kind of block in your energy in the way that you digested the news, the way that you heard it and took it into your head. This digested the news of your energy. And so there's something in the element of your energy field in hearing that news that caused a block in your energy right now that's going to perhaps make you feel a little bit anxious, a little bit depressed. Things may not go forward the way you want. So it's got to, something's got to be removed. That I don't know, Lisa, it might be energy work. It might be, there might be something in the element. Let me ask you a strange question. When was the last time that you consumed anything with an egg, like scrambled eggs, fried eggs, anything with a predominant sense of eggs in it?
Probably 5 days ago.
You had some eggs?
Yes.
Did you have it at home or in a diner or a restaurant?
At home.
And during that time, Lisa, were you involved or having any confrontation with anybody? Any problems, turmoil?
My life is turmoil.
Well, I get the generalized response.
No, but you're talking about like a specific conflict during the time of the eggs. Was there any kind of confrontation during the eating of the eggs?
No.
Well, has somebody abandoned you or left your world or your life recently?
Her son.
Well, yeah, my son.
Her son. Neil doesn't, it's just, we deal with so many people. I remember these things, but Neil has so many people. So her son, she's estranged from her son.
Oh, well, then that's causing a problem. There's got to be you're the kind of individual, Lisa, where cleaning is something cleansing, something drawing the energy away from you needs to be done, at least at this point in your life, more consistently than not.
But the only thing is about the son is that isn't it been an estrangement for some period of time, Lisa? And you were saying maybe a recent estrangement. Is there anything
no,
it did
because
the son?
It renews itself.
I just wanted to make sure if there was an additional situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
The situation is perpetuating.
Right.
So what happens is, Lisa, you're like a basket that fills up with a lot of leaves real quickly. There's a lot of debris in your energy field. So you just have, there's more cleaning to do, more constant cleaning. It's like a pool that's surrounded with a lot of vegetation as opposed to a pool that doesn't have any vegetation that ever needs to be cleaned. You have your filtering system collects a lot of karma. So it just needs, like the maintenance guy would come to your pool once a week instead of once a month. Well, in your energy field, you collect a lot of energy. And that energy seems to clog up other parts of your psyche that make it more complicated, complex. But if there's a continual cleaning device, something's got to be worked out with a continual cleaning device so that recycling of your energy doesn't have to be so strenuous. And then it's beautiful. So in other words, your energy has a beautiful divine nature to it. And you're 57. So what? Even at 59, you know, that year you're born, we got some wonderful things going on. But what you need is a better filtering system. Something needs to be done either more often or there needs to be a reconstruction of the way you take in energy, which is probably coming from a karma. And so a better cleaning, recycling energy is what you need. You know, so I don't know. That's one conclusion. But to get there, Lisa, is not a difficult thing. But unless you clear the pipeline, it can get clogged. Yeah. So you just have that. You just have to keep it consistent. Huh?
Suggestion how I can do that?
Well, you know, you can do that in a reading. You can do that with the general knowledge that you've gotten from readings in terms of cleansing yourself. You've got to go through you got to decide which chakra is getting clogged up right now and cleanse it. You can do that through energy work. You can do that through visualization. You know, to me, your energy really feels clogged between the heart and the throat energy. So there's something going on in there that would probably demand a little bit more intensive work.
Oh. Yeah, I see why.
So there's something probably in there that's going on. You may have to clear away people that are negative and then let go of the energy that they have they have impacted you with. And learning how to let go of negative energy is very important. You know, it can be done quickly. But if you need help, then you need help.
Yeah.
You know? But those are just some rough
preliminary. Preliminary examples. Recommendations.
I appreciate that so much. Thank
okay.
you so much.
You're welcome, Lisa. And we've got one more caller, Neil. And this is Deanna, which I don't know if she wants to speak with us. She's just listening, but we're going to bring her on anyway.
Hi.
Deanna?
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Oh, I'm in the middle of cooking eggs.
Oh,
I was listening on the phone because when I listened on the...
You're the cause of all of the problems.
And she's a 3362, which is funny. They're the same karmic and master numbers. So.
Well, the guilty always come up and reveal themselves.
11849.
I was listening to you with a receiver, but the sound kept going away. And then, of course, I was hearing the zaps that you mentioned as well. Twice,
you did.
At least.
I know. Yeah. It was a little disruptive, but anyway, my ears will recover, I guess. 11849.
I used to get that when I worked for the airlines and was always on the phone. Those are disruptive for sure. But so I decided, okay, the last time I couldn't get the sound back, so I said, let me call and listen on the phone.
Gosh, you must have gotten to fly around a lot working for an airline, did you?
I did visit a few places, yeah.
Wow, nice.
My favorite is in California, though, in Yosemite.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Firefall.
Well, we live in a beautiful, crowded state, but a lot of beauty here. What's your question, Deanna?
Well, I didn't have one. I'm still sort of like on lady in waiting right now.
Uh huh.
So
no changes have happened with job, or I mean, has there been any work?
I did have 2 partial days a couple of weeks ago, but nothing since.
Okay, so not a big shift.
2 partial
days. Not a shift.
Okay.
Well,
I'm going to put you on loudspeaker because I can't hear Neil well. I can always hear you, but not Neil.
That's strange.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah. It might be the angle. I'm working with notes and stuff, and so...
Yeah, it used to be reversed, that no one could hear me and everybody could hear Neil, so we've got to get a balance going.
Well, the mic seems to be right here, so
yeah.
I've got to get closer to the mic. It's... To me, we're in a work zone with you. It's not so much energy work as just sheer, consistent looking, applying... Going to interviews, whatever it takes. You're in a physical walk right now. Now, physical walk is also problematic because of your 11 in your month, so it's going to provide some difficulty. So your walk in life, Deanna, is when people are somewhat inspired and they're smart, they're intelligent, they have a good ample amount of awareness about the universe. When those people are frustrated and they can't even have decent livelihood, they can't seem to get a job. It's almost like an absurd joke. But that's what happens when sometimes what the third factor of karma gets mixed into the recipe, and you have juxtaposed to your 8, which is power and management skills and intelligence, you have a compromising situation of 11. Now that's in your karma. So what you have to do with that 11 is, I would say, sheer determination. You've got to have sheer determination. You've got to be able to be consistent. You can't let depression or despair overrule your world, even though it may seem logical that it should. You got to fight that and just be a dynamite in terms of activating yourself. And if you say, well, you know, I do, or there's not many options for me, even that, anything that reeks of an excuse, no matter how sensible that excuse sounds, will defeat you. So what you have to do is beat the odds, face the challenge, be consistent, be surely determined. And, you know, I see something coming in within 8 days even.
Wow. 8 days. That's her fire number.
You know, I don't go out looking for dogs. It's always dog, and it's always the same institution. Yes, to whether they lose me, which they always did before. So waiting, that's what I do. I wait.
Well, don't wait.
Yeah, be proactive.
Yeah, you don't want to wait. Waiting is not going, you know, a lady in waiting, that's an English term. You don't want to wait. You're not a lady in waiting. You know, don't wait.
I need to approach the, you know, the big, you know, person that oversees everything, and I don't like to do that often because it looks like, you know, it doesn't look good.
Right. What about that job quickly? Because we're like at the 90-second mark. There was a job that you were going to apply for, like a full-time position. And did that get filled or did you ever apply?
Yeah, as far as I know, it hasn't gotten filled yet. But that's the one I put in for. And it's in the same place.
So you did apply for it? You applied for it?
Yes.
You did. And you haven't heard anything. I mean, I guess following up, I don't know.
Yeah.
What do you think? Follow up?
Yeah, you can be assertive. You don't have to be aggressive in a way that sabotages. Be assertive,
okay.
Deanna, and be a little bit bolder.
Okay, Deanna. Okay. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend and blessings.
You too. Blessings to you. Okay, we are back on the air on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we're going to be continuing our discussion about the age 27 and the celebrities' untimely demises and getting into more of the darker elements surrounding
the dark
circumstances of their deaths. So thanks, everybody, for joining us today. Bye.